This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, and where the Old Trailblazer broadcast goes out each day, Monday through Friday, across this nation, many stations. I wish you'd write me, get a list of all these stations. I'll send you my Voice of Truth magazine. It has all the stations listed there except the last one or two, and I'll put those in there. And then help me with the broadcast. Many folks are doing that thing. They say, Old Trailblazer, go on. Not many folks bringing the gospel anymore. We're hearing a soft soap smoothed over a little decision for Jesus. And I see that so often now. One of the things I see, I get many religious periodicals from what so-called great big churches, large churches, universities, and all of those things. And they publish or print sermons by some of the old divines, Mack Shane, Bonar, A.W. Pink, Jonathan Edwards, Charles Spurgeon. They print their messages there. And then at the end of the message, they say, editor's comment. And they say, if you read this message and you want to be saved, pray this prayer. Jesus, I've sinned all my life. I want to be saved. Amen. And they say, now you saved. My friend, do you want to go out on that? Do you want to go out on that flimsy? No. No, the scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. But that's not my subject today. We're bringing you a series of messages. We're going to be here now for quite a while on the revelation of Jesus Christ. Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr., many, many years ago, when I was quite young, I sat under his ministry all those years. He brought a series of messages on the revelation. He had more insight into it than most people I've ever heard. And the Lord laid me to pick up his notes and his commentaries and his studies on those and glean from them and bring them to you. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, I know not many folks will even touch the revelation because they're afraid. They're afraid there. They think it's some kind of something they should not fool with. But we're bringing it to you, and we're going to do that day by day. If you'd write us, let us know that you're praying for us. I appreciate it. We were looking in our last study there at the complaint the Lord had about the church at Ephesus and that they had lost their first love. I wish you'd go back there and read that. Now, today, at this time, sometimes some of our stations are on at night. I know that. But at this time, we want to look at the warning that the Lord gave that church. You know, one of the things we need today, my friend, is to be warned. The scripture says, flee. Flee from the wrath to come. And I stand here in my pulpit Sunday after Sunday, week after week at the missions, over the air, over the radio, and I warn individuals to flee. I ask you today, tonight, whatever time you hear the old broadcast, the Old Trailblazer, up there in Cincinnati, up there in wherever you are, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or Maryland, or wherever you are, over there in Norfolk, wherever you are you ready to meet the Lord? You say, well, Trailblazer, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear the smooth things. Oh, I won't bring you smooth things. I bring you, thus saith the Lord, day by day. I can't compromise with your soul, no matter what it costs. I can't do it. No, sir, the Lord won't let me do it. I have to bring you the soul that sinneth, it shall die. I'm known across this nation as a hellfire and damnation preacher, but I never bring a message without I ask you to come to Christ. Come on, trust the Lord. If the Lord is dealing with your heart at all, come on, trust the Lord. Come to him. He's just a poor old beggar. You say, well, do I have to beg to be saved? I believe you will. When you see yourself lost and undone and hopeless and helpless, I believe you're a beggar of sorts. But now we want to look at the warning that the Lord gave this church. He says, therefore, remember. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Now, folks don't want to hear repentance, do they? No, folks don't want to hear. They say, oh, you preach repentance? Well, I don't believe repentance is just a change of mind. Well, no, let's notice that word fallen. Let's notice that word fallen. Therefore, remember from whence thou art fallen. For them to have left their first love made them a fallen church. I wish I could send this message by the power of God's Holy Spirit into the heart of every listener that the old Trailblazer has. And then these messages will be on tape and on CD. If you're interested, you write me for the particular. Your work, he says, your labor of love, your patience, no doubt stand out. But my friend, where is your first love? Christ calls upon these saints at Ephesus to go back and think of the freshness of their first love. Notice that word, remember. Oh, listen, remember. Remember, I want to call your attention to a place where it's not a gracious word. There when the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell, and he called on Father Abraham to send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and touch it to his tongue. And Abraham said, remember, remember, son, remember. And that's what the Lord is saying here. Sure, it's a tender word. It falls from the lips of our Lord. He says, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. My child, go back to the springtime of thy love. Go back to the time when thou wert taken up with me. Yes, repent and turn back. We don't see much repentance today, do we? We don't see much repentance. Carnal repentance. Just carnal repentance. That's nothing. I had a man call me last week. His wife suffered because of his abuse and his drinking and carousing. So she finally left out. She moved out and left him. Took her two beautiful children with her and left out. And after about 10 days of living alone and she wouldn't come back, he called me one night and he said, oh, Pastor, I want to get back in the church. I said, well, it looks to me like you love the bottle more than you do your family and your wife and your Lord. He said, but Pastor, I just want to get back in the church and I want to be baptized. Oh, my friend, listen. He said, I just want to get back. I said, looks to me like you want to get your wife back without repentance. I said, you got to repent. You got to get saved before you can be baptized. Don't come squealing to me wanting to be baptized. I don't baptize people that the Lord hadn't saved. I said, you need to go back and get on your knees behind the barn somewhere and ask the Lord to take that bottle from you and to take your hellish ways from you and to quit criticizing your wife and slapping around on her and slapping around on your children. You're not fit to live, much less to be baptized or to be saved in your condition. You love the bottle more than you do yourself or your children. And, of course, he didn't like that. But, my friend, that man has to repent. Did you know that repentance is a gift? You can't repent. But listen now, let's go back. Let's go back. Repent. Turn back. Do your first work again. If you just humble yourself, my friend, cry unto the Lord. That's what I told that gentleman. Cry unto the Lord. Be humble at the feet of Christ. Do you know that it doesn't take, you don't have to be too smart to know when a man is repented or when he's being humbled? All of that braggadocious gone. I have folks who I've heard stand up and tell how they were so tough when they were young out there in the country, how they whipped everything within 3 miles and how many scars they got on the head. Then they were proud of those things and how much beer they could drink without getting drunk. I've heard those fellas. They don't know what repentance is. That's not repentance. Quitting drinking is not repentance. Repentance is coming to the Lord, seeing yourself as a sinner by the Holy Spirit, and crying unto the Lord to open your heart and take everything from you that interferes. Ask the Lord. I'm talking to you saints who have left your first love. Ask the Lord to break or to re-break you at his feet. Until your heart is again flooded with the gracious love of Christ. Until again you can sit at his feet and make love to the Lord and sing praises and give thanks. Sit there at his feet until the springs of your heart overflow with freshness. Until everything else pales into insignificance. And there stands the Lord Jesus only. O Lord, carry us back constantly to our first love. Is the cry of thy servant every hour of the day. Our prayer is, even now, Lord, may we never stray. May we never be taken up with things. And folks, listen, don't be taken up with programs and all of those things that take away from our life and our living. May there be, come over this work here, Radio Mission, a new seeking the Lord, going back to our first love. And listen to what he says. Repent, or else I will come and remove thy candlestick out of his place. What does that mean? You ask, Pastor, what does that mean? In other words, he will take the Holy Spirit and say to the Holy Spirit, let her alone. When he does, his eyes will never be on that assembly again. My constant prayer and my prayer this time is, Lord, don't leave us here. Don't leave us here at the old Trailblazer broadcast. Don't leave us here at Radio Missions. Don't leave my radio audience out there. Those who have drifted and left their first love, don't leave them. Don't say, depart from them, Holy Spirit. Don't do that. Even if they are a saints of God, don't let the Spirit withdraw. Oh, no. My prayer is, Lord, don't leave us. Break us at thy feet. Cleanse us anew that we may love thee with the love of a bride. That our only love, but our love for thee may be as the freshness of the morning dew. Have you ever walked out in the early morning? I have. I was raised on a farm, on a strawberry farm out here in South Louisiana. My dad raised strawberries, and my brother and my sister and I had to pick those things. And you get up early in the morning. Sometimes the sun may be just creeping out, and it's cool in the spring of in March and April. And you go out there, get you some breakfast, and go out there. And the dew is still on those strawberry plants. And you have to turn those bushes to find the strawberries, to find the ripe ones. And that dew is so fresh. It's God made. Did you know the dew is made by God? You don't produce it. You go to bed at night, those plants are dry and firm and crisp. You go out there in the morning, they're wet with the dew. And that's what the Lord does. That's what the Lord does to every born-again believer. He puts the dew of youth on your brow. He puts the dew of the love of God in our hearts and in our lives. And that's what we lost. That's what many of us have lost, my friend. That's what the old Trailblazer has lost many times. But I'm pleading with the Lord. Don't remove the Holy Spirit from us, Lord. Let him dig around us one more time. Let him keep us continually broken at thy feet. And those in my audience, radio audience, who long to know the Lord, don't withdraw the Holy Spirit from them, my Lord. And my friend, don't walk out of God's will. Don't trifle around with your soul. The old Trailblazer's pleading for you. I wish you'd write me. Let me know if these messages are a blessing to your heart. Remember, my mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. If you write, I'll be glad to send you a list of all the radio stations that the old Trailblazer is on, the times and dates. And then I would that you would pray for me. Just pray for the old Trailblazer. We're facing some terrible times. This world is fast coming to an end, and many of my folks are not saved. I have loved ones who are not saved. I'm sure you do. I'm not talking about church members. They're church members, many of them. But I'm talking about knowing the Lord. And if you would, pray for me. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.
This month, Radio Missions is offering a new flash drive containing the original Old Trailblazer broadcasts as presented by Pastor L.R. Shelton in the early days of the ministry. These flash drives contain over 100 historic messages with sound effects. Each flash drive is $15 postpaid. For information, call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658.